So that's what yesterday discussing the halacha that appears both in our sugi and brachas on the Rav and Beis, as well as the Mishnah and the Chazuma, that if a person eats certain types of quote unquote foods in Yom Kippur, he's going to be potter. It's definitely not the issue of Yeraika, but it's going to be the issue of Abadanap, we'll see as we go on. But then at Torah, he's going to be potter. The Kasa Tulkulin, Kasa Gvila, the Ochel Shein Uyen. The question is, why is that so? So we had really two mahalachim yesterday. Rashi seemed to say that this was related to the sugi and psach with Abchon Dalet, that Kolin Shein Shabbatari Mokanam Elo Darach Achilosan. Is it been Kholi and Kholi Tarkulu, that the word Achila always conjures up the image of Derech Achila, and therefore Yom Kippur is no different. The problem with Rashi and Malach was that it doesn't say Achila on Yom Kippur. The Shagas Aryeh is a question against Rashi, and Shagas Aryeh says, forget, based on the Gemara in Pesachim itself, where the Gemara singles out two different Yisur where the Tafri doesn't say Achila, the Halach is in fact different, both the Bosch Machol and Kiliya Kerem. The Torah doesn't spell out Achila, the Halach is that Yechayv even Shloka Derech. So obviously that cannot be the p'tur in the sugi of Yom Kippur. So what is the p'tur according to the Shagas Aryeh? So Shagas Aryeh develops the whole Yisai that the din of Shaloi Kiderach, that's when it's a chisor mitzad ha-gavra. But if it's a chisor mitzad ha-chefza, if the chefza is not roi l'achila, the chefza is not food, so then just as you're potter for eating dirt in Yom Kippur, so if you're potter for eating the ochel and shen ru'i and the kasag v'il, the kas tupulei. So we gave Moshe about the Vedom, we gave a whole shot about Bas B'chol over the cover with the crazy place in the Chabad Das to understand that distinction of the Shagas Aryeh. But with all the dust settled, we have two different Mahalchim in the between Rashi and the Shagas Aryeh. Why is it that Ochel Shein Ru'uyin is possible? Is it the regular din of Ochel Shein Ru'uyin of Shloka Derech Achila, or is it something which is more of a din in the Chetz rather than in the Gavra? We left off yesterday, the only thing that was agreed upon, even though they had two totally different approaches, was that this is some kind of a din of Kol Tarakula. There is nothing really unique taking place in Yom Kippur. We can't extrapolate from Yom Kippur to other areas of Halacha, whether they're Kol Yisuri, whether they're Bosom B'chol, Bosom Tavos Kam, things of that nature. Everyone was working in the same basic ballpark that was talking about some kind of a cloud or ice, or some kind of a din Kloli. We just have to figure out which one we're going to plug into Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is not all that unique. This halach of Kas and Vila, Kas Tupulei, is not all that unique to Yom Kippur itself. However, this in contrast to the next opinion that we left off with, we didn't actually mention it yesterday, and that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Manoach. So it's quoted on the side of the Mamakamos, for the Rabbis of Rabbeinu Manoach, it's quoted on the side of the Rambam, that Hilchos Shvi'is is also a Pergbeis Lochahei. Rabbeinu Manoach is commenting on the Rambam, where the Rambam writes there, in the third of the Mamakamos, Rambam writes, Ocho Ochum She'en Re'uyim L'Machal Odom, Yon Asam Mamorim, Osraf Mavushin, Oshishasam Ashkin She'en L'Ishtia, Gon Sira Murius L'Chometz Chai, the Rambam lists you off all the delicious treats from the end of Masechet Yuma. Bottom line is the Rambam says that the Harez are part of the Karis, that the person is exempt from Karis, presumably it's not going to be an issue of the Arais. That's the simple shot in the Rambam. So comes a bit of Manoach, the Rishonim wrote until fairly recently we didn't have a Pirush in the Rambam. It was finally dug up, it was in the Rambam, and it was reprinted in the Frank Rambam. So comes a bit of Manoach and says, you know why you're potter? I'll tell you why he says a bit of Manoach. Tell the Chumash Kiko and Nefesh Shelo Sa'una that the purpose of Yom Kippur is to smoking ma'ana yourself. A person who eats in Yom Kippur is being mevato with inui. Says a bit of Manoach. A person who eats Ochlin She'en Ruyen, that's a bitul ha'inoi. Yeah, he feels better. He walks away, Gavaldik, I was satiated. I had this spoiled, rotten kaska, zadbili or something. Says a bit of Manoach, forget, what you just did is in the spirit of the day. You were minding yourself, all right? You were in the ha'inoi golem yisrael, says a bit of Manoach. So comes a bit of Manoach and telling us a tremendous chiddush in this line. Comes a bit of Manoach and saying, the fact that one is potter for eating ochlin she'en ru'uyin when you give her is not the regular halacha of Kol Yisurin Shabbatara Imovna Lalachtach Achi Lasan. Hidavka does not give the tam Chloe that Rashi and Asugi gave. What prompted Rabbeinu Manoach not to invoke the Gemara Pesachim Daf Chav Daled? So the answer probably was he was probably bothered with the Shagas Aryeh's problem. Rabbeinu Manoach predated the Shagas Aryeh by 300-400 years, but L'chora, what was bothering the Shagas Aryeh about the Shittas Rashi was bothering Rabbeinu Manoach about this very din. And he assumed that you cannot quote the Gemara Pesach and Daf Chav Daled. There is no din of Eloch Olam Eloderach Achilasan by Yom Kippur because it doesn't say Achila by Yom Kippur. And the Rebbeinu Menach didn't even go to the root of the Shagas Aryeh to distinguish God from Chemtzim, said he's from Bombers, right to Briska. So Rebbeinu Menach was bothered with this halacha. How come? Also, Shadu Ruin is Potter and Kippur. So he searched and searched and searched. He came up with a reason. The reason is it's some kind of a din prati in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The din prati is based on Kikon Hefesh Shalos Una. Since the whole nature of the issue of Achila Yom Kippur is a bitla inoy, in a situation where the Achila is not causing a bitla inoy, if anything, it's enhancing the inoy. So in the Chaptur, Golem is that. So according to Ben Menach, it comes out that the Ptur of eating Ochel Shein Ruin and Yom Kippur is not a din quality. It has nothing to do with Lechol Sosur. It has nothing to do with Bas Mechalov. It's a din that's unique, Dafka Yom Kippur, only because the Torah formulates this of Yom Kippur in the Lashon of Bitla Inui. Is there enough Kamina Ladina based on what Rabbeinu Menach is saying? So Lechorah, we have to analyze this sheet of Rabbeinu Menach now in contrast to Rashi and the Shagas Aryeh in light of the Gemara in the fourth of the Ramakamos, the Gemara in Yumadaf Pe'alaf of the days. So comes the Gemara and says, Shasa Tzira Muri is part of the Gemara is called the Mishnah in Yumad. It gives some examples of different things that a person would drink in Yom Kippur that he would be part of for. So Tzira Muri is fish brine and other kinds of delicious tasting drinks that normal people wouldn't have. So he's potter. So says the Gemara, Hachem, it's chayav. The implication of the Mishnah is, the Mishnah gave two examples of what you potter for, Tzira Murias. So one could perhaps imply that Chomet, and the person drinks vinegar, so maybe that's normal. Maybe drinking vinegar is not so abnormal. Why did the Mishnah give the example of vinegar? It could be that vinegar would really be chayav. Why would anybody say vinegar is chayav? So the Gemara says, well, we have documented that there are some Tanaim who say it, let's listen, money, Rabbi, that this Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Danossi, which would be very nice, because Rabbi Danossi was the author of the Mishnayot. So just because Rabbi Danossi wrote the Mishnayot doesn't mean he always presented his own opinion. Sometimes Rabbi Danossi would present the majority opinion, even though he personally disagreed. But here the Gemara says that Rabbi Danossi is presenting his personal opinion, that Chometz is in fact his Chayav, his Sanya, Rabbi, and the Chometz Nation is a Nefesh. Rabbi says that if a person drinks Chometz, so he would be chayav in Yom Kippur, because chometz being nation as a nefesh, it does bring you, gives you a little bit of yishuv nefesh a little bit. It is considered to be a bit lo ha'inui. So it appears in the Gemara that it's a machoikes ha'tanoim between Rebbe. Rebbe has a unique shita that chometz is chayav, and apparently others disagree. Because the Gemara goes out of its way to say that it's Rebbe's shita, the implication being that others did not accept that. So the Gemara continues, Darsh, Rav Gidl, Bar Menashe, and Bebe, the Darsh, ain't halacha ki Rebbe. So Rav Gidl Bar Menashe paskins publicly, it was Dorish Barabim, that Halacha does not follow Rebbe, that we pass like Rebbe Mechaveiro, Vlo Mechaveiro, so here everybody else disagreed with Rebbe. Everybody else assumed that Chomet is considered to be Eino Roy L'Shtiyah, and therefore one would be Potter and Yom Kippur. So Rav Gidl Bar Menashe paskins this way publicly. It was Shana, Nafke Kuli Alma, Mazgib Shasuchola. So the Rabbi paskin against Rebbe, so they heard, oh, Rav Gidl paskin publicly that Rebbe is not acceptable. Therefore, what did everybody do the next Yom Kippur? Everybody went ahead and drank vinegar. That was a big thing. Everyone came to shul and brought themselves little cups of vinegar to drink in Yom Kippur. So, but not only did they drink the vinegar, but they were mosaic the vinegar as well. It means they diluted the vinegar with water. So comes the Gemara and says, wait a second, not so poshut. Shomer Rav Gidl of Ikrit, Rav Gidl, who had just paskin the year before against Rebbe, who paskin that, Rav Gidl paskin, like the Chachamim, the Chometz is not an Issa D'Araisa. So Abba, he said, wait a second. He says, not so poshut. Eva Damri on a D'Evid. I only said that we paskin that you know Chayef Koresh to that. But to say that it's Mutter L'Chachil Mi'Amri, who told you that it's Mutter to do it L'Chachil? You're allowed to come with your little cups of vinegar. Imagine during Tavri Yom Kippur, everyone's drinking the diluted vinegar. So then Rav Gidl went on. Rav Gidl says, Eva Damri on a Pursa. He said, when did I permit you to drink vinegar, even according to Rebbe? When did I say that it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa? That's if it's a very little bit. But tuva me'amrei, did I say a lot? If you drink a lot of vinegar, would anybody say that that's putter? Eimadami anachai, when did I say that it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa? That's only if it's pure, undiluted vinegar. Mozug me'amrei, if it's diluted, did I say it? So Rav Gidl was very upset about the fact that the oilam was being noig l'heter based on three objections. Number one, he was never matter l'chetchil, he was only matter b'diyefet, i.e. l'achet koreis. Number two, even that which he said, the Anad Chayef Kares, even that's not always true, that if it's a lot, then presumably you would be Chayef, Tuba Me'amrei. And number three, he said that the whole discussion was only about Chobetz Chayef, it was never about Chobetz Mazut. So you see from here, you see in Sakha Lach, you see in life, you give a finger, take a hand, they gave him a little bit of a kula, and all of a sudden it became, everyone was bringing vinegar that year on Yom Kippur. So we have to focus in on this line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Eima d'amri anapursa, tuvim y'amri. Rav Gidl is telling us that even according to Rebbe, who says that, even according to the Chalm, who claim the Chometz is not Meshvah Nevesh, the Chometz is considered to be, in a sense, Eina Royal Shtiyah. It's one of those drinks that you're not going to be chayiv kares for. Even according to the Chachamim, they draw a distinction between Pursa and Tufa, that a little bit would technically be not a Nisadiraisa, whereas a lot would be a Nisadiraisa. So comes the Beis Yosef and quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham, and Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that this statement of the Gemara is an eye-opener for the Aratara Sugya, that not only is it true for Chometz, but presumably it's true for all Ochlin Sheinu Ru'uyin, it's true for all Mashkin Sheinu Ru'uyin, that when do we say that it's not a Nisadiraisa to eat and drink these kinds of terrible tasting foods? That's only if you have a little bit, but if you sit down and have an entire meal of Tupulin and Zagrilas and you wash it down with Tzir and Murias, you mamash pull yourself up with all this stuff. So comes Ben Yeruchim and says, that would be a Nisadiraisa, that would be a Nisakares. We don't know exactly what the Shia Badover is, but if you have Tuva, whatever constitutes Tuva, that would be a problem. So Rabbeinu Yerucham did it. Is that such a bichidish? Rabbeinu Yerucham just took the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yerucham just took the Gemara and said, well, the Gemara happens to be talking about Chometz, but there's nothing really unique about Chometz. Chometz is just the case, just the example of the food which, at least according to the Chacham, is Ochel Shenur. And according to Rabbi, the Chometz is Ochel HaRo'oi, it's a Mashke HaRo'oi, so then Yichayef, even for the smallest amount, Yichayef for Kosheves, or Malalugma, whatever the Shia for drinks is. But according to the Rabbanan who maintain that Chometz is not Roi Lachila, you see from the Gemara Tremet is Chiddush, that Eim Adami Ana Pursa Tuvim Yamrei, that it's only true if you have a small amount, but if you fill yourself up to the gills with Chometz and with other types of Ochlan Shein Ruhin, one would be Chaya. This is Rabbi Yerucham, quoted by the Beis Yosef, just quoted the Gemara, just extended the Gemara from Chometz to other things as well. So comes the Rambam, going back to the third of the Mamakomos, the Rambam and Hilchos Shvi'is is also a Perek Beis Halacha Hey. So we read before Ochel Ochel Shein Ruuyin LaMichael Adam Kavona Sav Mamorin Os Rafa Mabushim Os Shasa Mashkin Shein Ruishtia Kigon Sior Amorias VeChometz Chai Afilu Ochel VeShas Ben Harbei Hareze Potem Min Akaris. So Matzah Matzah. We'll get to the second half of the Rambam a little bit later. Hareze Potem Min Akaris. So the Chayyim this line the Rambam is point one that the Rambam is quoting all the examples of Ochlin Shein Ruuyin, all the examples of Mashkin Shein Ruuyin, and the Rambam couldn't have been more explicit to say that a few Ochel B'Shas Ben Harbei Hareize Potem Min Akaris. What happened to the Slan of the Gemara? The Gemara of the Seirish that Eima D'Amrei Anu Pursa Tuvim Y'Amrei. So comes the Beis Yosef and says on the Rambam, there is no way to mitaris this Rambam without saying the Rambam did not have that one in the Gemara. He says, so what are you going to do? The Rambam is not just black and white against the Gemara. The Rambam didn't have that one. So Machlek Yisek Yisrael, he says it's like, Machlek Yisek Yisrael, and Rambam had a different gear, so then the other Rishon, and against the Bnei Yeruchim, the way the line appears in that Gemara, the Rambam apparently didn't have that one, couldn't have possibly had that one. The Rambam holds, the Rambam clearly holds that when you have an Eichel Sheino Roy, a Mashin Sheino Roy, it does not how much you eat, you're always going to be plotter. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes, is putting aside the technical textual issue, whether the line exists, the line doesn't exist, conceptually, should that line exist or should it not exist? Does it make any sense? Does it not make any sense? What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham? We're just calling it Rabbeinu Yerucham, only because he's the only one who says it, Mamash Pemola, he says explicitly that Yechayev covers eating a lot of Ochel Shein Ruuyin, but it could be that it's all the other Rishonim also. We'll just call it Rabbeinu Yerucham, because that's where it says the Seirish. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham? Why should the din be that if you have a lot of Ochel Shein Ruuyin, so somehow you should be Chayev, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, whereas according to Rambam, the sky's the limit. You want to sit down and eat Tzir and Murias and Chaymetz and spend the whole day eating this garbage, so you can do whatever you want. Then I tell her there's nothing wrong with that. So comes the Bir Hagra in Erechayim, and the Bir Hagra suggests, in one cryptic line of the Bir Hagra, the Bir Hagra suggests that L'chora, this issue goes back to the fundamental question, why you potter on Ochel Shein Ruuyin in the first place? Where did the Ptur come from? What's the nature of the Ptur of Ochel Shein Ruuyin? So if you hold conventional wisdom, let's say like Rashi, that it's based on Shuloi Kederech Achila, we don't make any distinctions whether you eat a lot, eat a little. Let's say the most achil of chai, the original case of Ochel Shein Ruuyin, Shalok Kederech Achila, Pesachim Kav Dalav Beis. Imagine the guy sits down to have raw chaylev. He has one piece of Ruach Chelev and another piece of Ruach Chelev. And every single Shmuel is more Dirish. He has this Ruach Chelev, this Ruach Chelev. He has for a meal and the dessert. He has a ton of Ruach Chelev. At the end of the day, it was still Echol Shechel. It was still Shmuel Kedar Chachila. Each Kedayis, Kol Kedayis to Kedayis that he ate was Shmuel Kedar Chachila. So what do you mean he's going to be Chayim? Well, the Hocus Pocus is going to become Chayim. If what he did was Shmuel Kedar Chachila, what's the difference? Whether you do it a little bit or a lot. So the Mashal Hocus Shabbos. The person writes with his right hand, his chayv writes with his left hand, his potter. The guy writes an entire novel with his left hand. He's still potter. Well, what's the difference? That you quantitatively added to what you did, big deal. At the end of the day, each ma'isa, each malacha, each ma'isa day was shalek yedarech. So of course you're going to be potter. So according to the Rashi's approach, that ochlin she'ein re'uyin is potter because it's shalek yedarech achila, so the law in the Gemara mamash makes no sense. So what do you mean? Eimad yamri ala pur satuv v'yamri. The Hechatei say that eating more of this inedible food is going to change the halacha. And who are the Nami, according to the Shagas Aryeh, who says that the nature of the din of Ochel Shein Ruin and Kippur is based on the fact that this is not called food, it's inedible, so therefore it's like eating paper. The Shagas Aryeh is mushroom, it's not like eating dirt. Imagine a guy comes, sits down, and he has a spoonful of dirt, and then another spoonful, and a bowl full of dirt, and he has 500 bowls of dirt. He's still going to be potter in Yom Kippur all of a sudden because he ate a lot of dirt, so he's got a big stomach ache, so all of a sudden the halacha is going to be different. So obviously, according to the Shagas Aryeh, the law of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. How is that? He's talking that there should be a difference between purus and tuva. If the nature of the ptur is that the araisa, the ptur, akolot, garkul, the ptur, that this is not called food. So if it's not called food, a little bit's not called food, and a lot is not called food. So we started out a moment ago with the law of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Beferish, that there's a difference between a lot and a little, and we had a pell on the Rambam, how could the Rambam ignore that line of the Gemara? So we said, the Chomra Kushim, and they said, put hands up, and said, the Rambam must have not had that gear in the Gemara. So we felt a little bit bad about that, now we don't feel so bad anymore, because conceptually, the line of the Chomra doesn't read right. How could it be such a halacha? How could there be a distinction between a little versus a lot? So the Chomra, the Rambam, makes a lot of sense. You have to tamper the gears, you have to play around, pull out your races a little bit, cross out the line. But in terms of conceptually, it fits in beautifully into everything we've been saying. Beilef the Rashi, Beilef the Shagas Aryeh. L'chor, there's no logical reason to distinguish between a little bit of Ochel Shein Ruyin in contrast to a lot of Ochel Shein Ruyin. So what's pshat in the line of the Gemara, the way it appears? What's pshat in our gears of the Gemara? What's pshat in the Beis Yosef? What's pshat in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim? How can we conceptually explain why there should be a difference between eating a lot of Echon Shein Ruyin and eating a little bit of Echon Shein Ruyin? So comes the Gra and says, I'll explain to you. Comes the Gra, and again, the Gra also, I don't think, had the manuscript of Rabbeinu Menach, but he says, Kimat Beferish, what Rabbeinu Menach says. Comes the Gra and says, obviously what Rabbeinu Yeruchim was driving at with this Jewish in the Gemara that we have in our text in the Gemara was driving at must have been as follows. Says the Gra, why are you putter on Ochel Shein Ruyin in the first place? The regular standard reasons of Kol Torah Kula don't really apply, as we said before. You can't potter the guy because of Ochel Shein Ruyin, because of Shalok Kedarach Achila. Shalok Kedarach Achila doesn't apply by Yom Kippur. It doesn't say Achila by Yom Kippur. To say this is not a chepz of food is like eating dirt. Mehechetayt is called eating dirt. This is a chepz of Oichel. The only possible way to potter the guy was based on Shalok Kedarach Achila, which is not applicable by Yom Kippur. So Taka, why you potter? So the Gerasa will say, exactly why you potter. So the reason that Rabbeinu Menach said, the reason why you potter Ochel Shein Ruyin in Kippur, is it been proper in Ochel Shein Kippurim? It's a special, unique halacha, and it's not called a bitla inoy, because you don't feel all that much better when you have a little bit of horrible tasting food. If you sit down and you have a nice piece of cake and you give yourself a schmack, you were just mevatel the inoy. You have a nice cup of orange juice, you were mevatel the inoy. You sit down and have your tzir and your murias and your chindits and your zagvilas and tupule, you still feel miserable. That doesn't do anything to you. So comes the Quran says, but the Bala movement doesn't do anything to you. That's if you have a little bit of it. But if you have a lot of it, so true, it may not taste it all that well, but you got some serious nutritional value. It's not your fault. If you know, this is already your realm of expertise. I imagine that you take these kinds of foods that don't taste all that good, and you eat a lot of it, so you may not have enjoyed the experience, but it could be you are going to be full. You may have a real stomach ache also, but you're going to be full. So comes the Quran says, Ein lecha bitla either, gobel mizah. So says the Gra, now Gabal Bikhanish, says the Gra, but the Shia can no longer be a Kaisemes. The Shia can no longer be Mali Lugmav. The Shia of regular Achila, so even a little bit, even one nice little piece of cake makes you feel a little bit better. One cup of oranges makes you feel a little bit better. Rashi Einkein, these kinds of foods, so they don't make you feel any better with a little bit. For cat, you grimace when you're eating these little bits of food. But at the end of the day, if you eat a lot of it, so what you're lacking in terms of taste of the food, you're gaining nutritionally from the food. But say, you gotta eat a lot more. You gotta eat a lot more in order for that to be called a bit la'inoi. So therefore, the Gra says that's exactly what the Gemara says, according to Beni Rucham. Ema the Amre on Purusa, Tuva the Amre. When do I let you get away with Minat Torah and saying, if you drank a little bit of these terrible tasting liquids, that you're not chayav Minat Torah? That's if you just had a little bit. A little bit is not called a bit la'inoi. But a lot, if your mamish really overdid it, you filled up, you stuffed to the gills with these chomets and serum murises, so in the chidam, your tax is going to be chayav, because what you're lacking in terms of the quality of the food, you made up in terms of the quantity of the food. So that distinction within quantitative amounts of food, that only makes sense if you go with the Rebbeinu Menach. That only makes sense if you go with the Gra, that the p'tur of Ochel Shen Yom Kippur is not a kol tzar kol tzikul, it's not a din kloli, it's a din prati, and the nature of the din prati is a bitul ha'inui. So bitul ha'inui has to be analyzed, has to be evaluated in each and every case. So normally eating these not very tasty foods is not called a bitul ha'inui, unless you eat a significant amount of it. Oh, so we're going to get to the abundance, we're going to get to that in a second, okay? But this lechor is the beer adov in Rabbeinu Yerucham, is the beer in terms of agios in the Gemara. I was thinking that maybe, if you want to just, put it a little bit more into, I guess, the modern terms, what the Gran and Rabbeinu Yerucham, what this gives in the Gemara is saying, is that it could be that there are really two different aspects of Bitla, Ina, and Yom Kippur. That means there's Bitla, Ina in terms of taste, and there's Bitla, Ina in terms of nutrition. I mean, it could be that when you're dealing with good-tasting food, you're dealing with a piece of cake, you're dealing with a couple of orange juice, so even though the amount of nutrition is not going to fill you up, we all know you have a piece of cake, so that's how big that rich the cake is, but you have a little of meat, it's not going to fill you up to the point you don't want to eat anymore. But that's okay, the Torah doesn't say the chalt of the savat on Yom Kippur. The Torah says, he called that shalom sa'una. So if a person breaks his inu by eating food that tastes good, so the bitla inu is really nezeya from the taste. I mean, that's the good taste of the food. That's called the bitla inu. But then there's a second type of bitla inu, and that's based on filling up. That's based on the nutrition. So if a person eats food that tastes terrible, so we can't say that, well, he's chayev kareis, because he was mevatel of inu, the Torah's taste. We can only say that Isaiah Kars is Mabatla's eating the Torah's nutrition, the Torah's being filled up now. So that's a different type of bitla. You know, that's why the shear is different. So when it comes to taste, so the shear is kesevis. When it comes to filling up, there is no shear. The shear wasn't given. The shear is each food depending on what he fills up. That's what Rav Gidl told the people. What are you drinking so much chametz for? At the end of the day, you're stuffed to the gills now with the chametz. So what do you mean you're not the vastly inui? You're the bitla inui. You can't move anymore. That's also called the bitla inui. So I come upon him, we have three totally different mahalchim now as to what the nature of the din of Ochel Shen Ruin is all about. Two of them are kolot harakul dika mahalchim, Rashi and Sheges Aryeh. One of them is a din prati in Yom Kippur, Rabbeinu Noach and the Gra. And the first hachimim is going to be, what's the din of if you eat a lot of it? But l'chora, this machlokas, whether eating a lot or eating is that going to make a difference at all in terms of potentially being chayav kares? That is going to lead us to another major machlokas. That's as follows: the Gemara says in this entire sugya of Ochel Shen Ruyin Potter. That's always the lashon. The Mishnah says Potter. Even our Gemara said as the Rav of the time, the Rav cast tuple of the Gibur Potter, cast and Gibur the Gibur Potter. He always uses the phrase Potter. So we know that the term potter very often has a connotation, potter v'alasa. I mean, you're not chayef what you did, in this case, you're not chayef kares what you did, but it doesn't mean that's mutter. That was like what Gidl's lashon. Gidl says, Eimad yamre, ana b'diyav, l'chachil miyamre. Who told you that? I said, you're allowed to drink even serum urius. Mechat ha'isil, you're allowed to drink these kinds of things. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, at least the way Agrius in the Gemara is, it would appear that there's some kind of an isser, involved. There's some kind of a prohibition involved in eating Ochel Shen Ruyin. So the question is, what's the answer? What kind of an answer? What could it possibly be? So Rabbeinu Manoach himself, on that Rambam, Rabbeinu Manoach says, I'll tell you what the answer is. You know what the answer is? It's also B'Torah's Chatzi Shir. Says Rabbeinu Manoach, if you eat Ochel Shen Ruyin, that's like eating Chatzi Shir of regular food. Chatzis Shiel, Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Mishmachos, we pass it Chatzis Shiel, also in the Torah. What in the world does that do with Chatzis Shiel? What's the Chatzis Shiel here? So the answer is, partially what the Chatzis Shiel is. Rabbeinu Manoach and the Gra are going with the Mahalach, that if you drink a lot of this stuff, if you eat a lot of these angvilas and pupulis, you're going to be chayev kares. So we have a rule. Whenever if you eat a lot of something, you're chayev kares. If you eat a little bit of it, the chatzis shiur, also min haTorah. So because Rabbeinu Manoach and the Gra and Rabbeinu Yerucham, they're all going with this mahalach of Vitla Inoy. So in Okinami, they're going to reach a point, they're all going to reach a certain shiur. There's going to be a quantitative amount that we're going to say, guess what? You ate enough of Tzir and Muriath and Zagvivas and Pupulis, you're chayev kares for it. Once that loch is that there's a certain amount that you're chayev kares for, chatzis shiur, also min haTorah. The Gemara says, Masechet Yumah, chazal it's the rufe. Any time that there's a prohibition that if you ate X amount, you're going to be chayev for, so then you can't even have the smallest amount, because even the smallest amount is potentially could lead you to the larger amount, and that's a dindiraita of chatzis shiur also min haTorah. However, according to Rashi, and according to the Shagasariye, and according to the Rambam, those who say that I don't care how much you're going to eat of this garbage, you're going to be potter, because this is called, according to Rashi, it's called Eino Derech Achila. According to the Shagasai, it's called Archeps of Ochel. So the sky's the limit, Min haTorah. You can eat as much as you want. So then what could be Issa? What possible Issa could there be? What could be wrong with eating the Ochel and Shein and Ruyim? What are you afraid of? What's going to happen? What Chatzis Shiur? Chatzis Shiur also Min haTorah? What Chatzis Shiur also Min haTorah? You can eat a ton of this, and you're still not going to be Chayav. So what's wrong with eating a little bit of this stuff? So come some of the Rishonim and say, guess what? There's nothing wrong with it. The Mordechai writes, we spoke about this one of the Wednesday night shiur earlier in the year, the Mordechai, Masechet Tainis writes, that when the Gemara says potter in the Sugya of Yom Kippur, potter here means potter or mutter. That phrase the Gemara says in Shabbos of Gimel, that whenever it says potter, means potter of Alasar, that was said in the Shabbos, says the Mordechai. Kopter to Shabbos, potter of Alasar, the Gemara says in Shabbos of Gimel and Aleph. The implication is, Kopter to Shabbos is potter of Alasar, but Chazal used the phrase potter in other places where it doesn't mean Asar, it means it's mutter, v'lechatchila. Now we have Machlaikis, Mamish, Menachosa, Makotze. You have on the one hand, you have the Rabbi Yeruchim, and you have the Gura, and you have the Rabbi Menach, who are all saying that if you eat a tremendous, tremendous amount of these Ochel Shein Ruyim, you can be Chayev Kares. So therefore, the corollary of that statement is, even to eat a smaller amount, is also the Deraisa, based on Chatzis Shiur also Min haTorah. In contrast to that, Issa Deraisa comes to Mordechai and says, guess what? There's no Issa Deraisa. There's not even Issa Derabanan. Go prove to them. Go prove that it's also Midrabanan to eat these kinds of foods. The Gemara says, Potter. Potter doesn't mean also. Potter means Mutter. Potter and Shabbos means Potter. So in Yom Kippur, it's Mamish Mutter. So you have two total different extremes in the Rishonim. What's the Lamaish? The guy wants to sit down and eat terrible tasting food. Can we permit it or not? According to the Mordechai, it's Mutlach Chetchila. According to Rabbeinu Menoach, Rabbeinu Ruch, Rabbeinu Gwot, and this is the Arayis of Chatzis Shiur. There's a middle ground. The middle ground is most probably the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, going back to that third of the Mamakamos, the Rambam writes, at the very end, now that's the last word that we left out, Afilu Ochel V'Shos Ben Harv Erez at Potem in Akorez, V'Makanas O'Makas Mardus. The Rambam says, it's not a Chiyav Korez, if you eat these kinds of foods, but Makas Mardus, there is usually Makas Mardus is synonymous with an Issadir Rabbanan. Not always, but usually. The Rambam Shita most probably is that it's also in the Rabbanan to eat these kinds of foods. The guy who sits down and he eats terrible tasting food in Yom Kippur, and this is the rice in the there's no Chatzis Shiur. The Rambam holds even if you eat a ton of it, you're not going to be chayav. So there's no Chatzis Shiur according to the Rambam. On the other hand, to go to the extreme of the Mordechai and say that's mutl chetchila, the Rambam didn't think that was true either. The Rambam took the middle ground. That's also albeit in this of the Rabbanan. So three different approaches in the Rishonim. What's the din l'maisa? You come to the Rabbi l'maisa, I want to eat tzir, murias, etc. on Yom Kippur. According to Mordechai, enjoy yourself. Enjoy whatever you want. According to Rabbi Yeruchim, don't have whatever you want, because if you have a lot of it, it's going to be chayav karek. So therefore, even if you have a little bit, chatzis shiur also min haTorah. According to the Rambam, the rice it's not a problem, but with the Rabbanan, it is a problem. The question is, what's the nature of the sister Rabbanan? What's wrong with it? Why did the Chacham make the sister? If min haTorah, one is permitted to eat the Ochel Shein Ruyin, so why did the Chacham prohibit it? So comes the Rosh in the fifth of the Mamakamos, in Sochem, the Beis Ibn Alf, we spoke a little bit about this also in one of the Wednesday night shiurim earlier this year. But the Rosh makes the following comment. Yama Rava, the Gemara Sochem Chapalov says, Rava tells us, if a person burnt his chametz from before Pesach. He charred a piece of chametz. Now it's mamish black, this piece of bread. So technically speaking, it's mutar b'hanoah after Pesach begins. That means obviously that it's nifsom echilas kelev, just as like the Gemara says, you have a piece of bread that gets spoiled. So if it reaches the point of nifsom echilas kelev, it's no longer chametz. So yesh rotzim loma, there's some who want to say lav dafka hano. Not only are you allowed to benefit from this piece of chametz that's now burnt or spoiled, duah dinam yachila, you're even allowed to eat it. The afra bi'amu, it's not just garbage, it's eating dust. It's not not chametz anymore. Says the Rosh, the loma staver. Says the Rosh, it doesn't appear logical to say that. Even though the chametz is spoiled, it's rotten, and no dog would ever touch it. Now, if I'll be the butler dasa ochel, eto kaladam, you come welcome, came into iuka ochelay osur. Since this person chose to eat it, so for him it's going to be also. That's what's called in halacha achshavei, which most posts assume is only in the rabbanan, the pashtus, that when you have something which technically speaking is not machalos asuris anymore because it's so rancid, it's so spoiled, it's the chometz is a special chum, it has to be nifsom echilis kelam, by other asurim, it has to be at least nifsom echilis adam. But tachos, I'm eating it, says the Rosh, if you personally chose to eat it, you're mashing it, you're transforming what otherwise was not a food into a food. So midirabanan, that's the problem. The nature of the yisur is what's called achshavei. So that's most probably what the shita siramim is as well. So the Shagasayi claims that's probably what the shita siramim is, that it's also midirabanan. The nature of the yisur is similar to the svar of the Rosh, what the Achron coined the phrase of iu achshavei liachiva. He's transforming it, he's giving chashivas to it. So therefore, for him personally, it's considered to be an ochel, albeit midirabanan. So we have really three different halachim as to what our approach to achila on Yom Kippur and Ochel Shen Ruim is, either based on Rashi, that it's a shaloka derech achila, based on the Shagas Aryeh, it's a chisar and a chef that's not called food, according to others, the Gra, the Yeruchah, the Menoach, it's a bitl, it's not considered to be a bitl inoy, an afkamina, a nature afkamina is going to be, is there a quantity where it becomes asur? And if there is such a quantity that becomes also, that's going to spin off to another chumrah. Maybe it's chatz shir going to be also min haTorah. So we have three approaches to that. Final shaila, chatz shir also min haTorah here. According to one group of Rishon ben Menoach, yes, l'shitasam. According to the Mordechai, it's not only not also min haTorah, it's not even also min haRabbanan. According to the Rambam, it's also the most probably min haRabbanan. And the nature of the Yisr, the Agdah of the Yisr, the parameters of the Yisr are based on achshavei. Just the last nekuda, something we also spoke a little bit about Wednesday night, is my nafkamina from the fact that we're coining this phrase of achshavei. We're saying that it's also to eat the bad tasting foods because of achshavei. Is there any significance of that hagdara? So the answer is yes. There may be a tremendous significance. That's what the Yad Avram in the sixth Ram comes in Yeridera. So the Yad Avram claims that achshavei only makes sense when the person is eating it because he wants to eat it. But if the person is eating it because the doctor is giving a prescription for it, that's not called achshavei. Achshavei makes sense when you personally are showing that you want it. You're sitting down eating this tirin murias. That's the smur of achshavei. But if you don't want it, the doctor's telling you, you better eat it or else you're not going to get well. So that's not considered to be achshavei. The Shagas Aryeh himself kind of disagrees with that. But that smur of the Yad Avram becomes critical in terms of medicine. So what would that look like? A person sick in Yom Kippur, they want to take a Tylenol. Assuming that they're sick enough to take medicine in Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Person has a splitting headache, they can't function, so Shabbos and Yom Kippur is not such a problem. They want to just take a Tylenol without any water on Yom Kippur. Should that be a problem or not? So one could argue that's Eichlin Shen Ruyim. It's not an edible, it's not a very, very poor tasting type of quote-unquote food. So what would that look like? So according to the Mordechai, the Pashim Shimut L'chatchila, because according to the Mordechai, Eichlin Shen Ruyim is Mamash Mutter. According to the others, so that may be Chatzishir Asim and Torah, because in theory, if you ate 100 Tylenol besides killing yourself, but that would maybe it would free up. I don't know, to check with the it's quite hard to test that. But first we need 100 Tylenol, so maybe they'll get filled up. So the person would get filled up and then chatzishir asim min haTorah. So we probably don't paskin neither like the Rabbeinu Yerucham nor like the Mordechai. We pass like the Rambam that the nature of the Yisr of also Shen Ruin is nisur derabam and it's based on achshavei. And if the Yad Avram is right, so then the makom refu, if you're doing it for the purpose of the feeling better, that's not called achshavei. You know, it's a shagas aryeh. That would also be a problem. So those who are making
that was by food,
right.
By food, you could say that if you ate a lot, you would give you nutritional.
Right. But if you want to tell it's right. The Talmud may not have been the best example. Okay, look at me. But again, just to highlight this notion that according to the Rambam, the whole nature of the Yisrael Achshavei and the Yad Avram's Chiddush, which again is not Muslim, but it's Chiddush, that Achshavei maybe doesn't apply in these types of situations. So, Kol Panim, the three different Mahalchim in terms of Oklah Shayna Ruyev, is it Isadir Aisha Khatashir, is it Mutala Khatkhir, is it also Midir Abaran? These are all, this all depends on what the original reason for the Heter was in the first place. Was the Heter based on Rashi, was the Heter based on Shayna Sahi, or was the Heter based on Rameh Menach?
Yeah, two Sundays.
Yeah, next 2 Sundays.
He's functioning with Achshavay.